It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a comedy shoe shine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello, welcome to, God, it's too much, you know what, it's too much. Too much comedy shoe shine. People can't listen to this much.
No.
Every week and now two on this week. How's it going? Episode 235.
235, geez. Yeah, they've been we're getting a lot of people asking for us to record. I don't really know why. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if nobody said anything, what would your guess be of when we recorded the last episode?
I don't.
For me, it's always 2 weeks.
5 minutes ago?
Yeah. No, okay, not that one.
Oh, before that? Yeah, it's probably been a month, but I don't know.
Yeah, but it goes so fast. It felt like, oh, okay, we missed a week or two. It's been 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got a quick one I just want to put this down so I could listen back to it someday and laugh about it.
Yeah. Oh, I have a million of things like that with Phoebe I got to do. But yeah,
go ahead. Yeah. Well, you know, we have a rental house and people finally moved out or whatever, the last people. I hadn't been over there. I think they were there for 2 years and I hadn't been over there to check it out. And I went in there and I was like, oh, the place is a shithole. And I looked outside and like the lawns are all fucking destroyed and dead. And there's like giant patches of dead grass. And the garage smells like cigarette. Like they just smoke cigarettes in the garage. And this is the third tenant, I think, in a row where we have a automatic watering system, you know, like sprinkler system that's set up that you literally don't have to do anything. And it waters the lawns and the trees and the people just turn it off. They just don't. They don't do it because they don't want to pay the water bill, I guess. And so the lawns just fucking die, and then it looks terrible. And and I don't know what else to do. But anyway, aside from that, we're like, okay, whatever. So we fix all this stuff, and it's like $100,000. I basically had to build a new house, I try to let my wife take care of it because I don't want to deal with it at all. We have a property management place because I don't want to do anything, but she deals with them. And you know, because of the housing discrimination stuff, you the way it works here, I don't know if it's every state, but in California, like, they do one application at a time. So people apply to rent, and then if they meet the requirements of whatever you put for, like, you know, rental history and credit score, then you have to, like,
have to accept them
pretty much. I think you could say no for some reason, but then you can't. So what you can't do is you can't say, give me like 10 applications and I'll pick the one I want. They do one at a time.
Wow.
So like they say, do you want this? Yes or no. And if you say no, then they go, all right, we're going to go to the second one and process it. And they don't process the second one. You know, they don't run like the credit scores or do anything until the first one is
interesting.
Whatever, which is good, you know, because otherwise people would totally be discriminated against.
And yeah.
Whatever, I understand that part of it. But it's also tough because you don't know, like, well, maybe there's an amazing tenant that has, like, 9,000 credit score. And
yeah.
Then I wouldn't have to worry and they'd pay their rent and, you know, not trash our house. But everyone that you deny, first off, the people pay an applicant fee.
Mm.
So, like, they pay, like, $50 to have their credit run and to apply. And then you're like, nah. So you just make people spend money. So I feel bad. And then you don't know, like, well, if I keep denying people who have, like, okay credit scores and it's a little bit of weird rental history, maybe they're going to get worse. It's a weird fucking thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so apparently we approved some people and they're going to move in and, you know, it's like, okay, fine, whatever. My wife called me the day that they moved in. She's like, yeah, so they want to break their lease today. And I was like, oh, okay. Why? You know? He's like, well, like one of the oven door like didn't open. Right. Yeah. And the like two of the blinds don't close, like the little twirly stick thingy doesn't work. And so I was like, oh yeah, okay. And I called the property management people. I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, because you know, the property management people get money for the deposit or the first month's rent. That's when they get paid on the first one. So they don't fucking care. They like already got the money or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, the lady's just like being really unreasonable. Like we've already told her these things, you know, fix all of whatever she said it could fix. And she just doesn't want to live here. Doesn't want to do it. And I was like, well, how did these things not come up when they, you know, toured the house or whatever? And he was like, oh no, they didn't tour the house. And I was like, so you let people rent the house and they never even saw it? And he's like, yeah, they didn't. They just applied and they, you know, I was like,
wow.
It's like, so you just let people rent our house without having to look at it first? He goes, yeah, that's just optional. Like you don't have to. And I was just thinking like, does anybody ever rent or buy a house without looking at it?
Yeah. First? I wouldn't really put that on them. Like if the tenant didn't even want to look at it, that's kind of on them.
I guess, but like who would do that? I would just think if someone said like, I don't need to tour it, then you would think, oh, well, you're not going to really live here then. So never mind.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Is that a common thing that people just rent houses?
Yeah. Sight without unseen.
Looking? Yeah.
So there, this person is out like a month's rent, right?
The deposit, which was like $2,500 or something.
Jesus.
Yeah. And what's interesting about it is like we could never rent the house for a year and try to make them pay for the whole thing because they signed a 1 year lease. And it's weird. I was looking up the law on that and it's like,
well, you have to try.
Yeah. You have to try, but you don't have to like lower the price or the requirements or, you know, like we could relist it at the same price, same requirements, and maybe like no one would apply.
Yeah.
That's possible. And then they would be on the hook for the whole thing. But anyway, we already found other renters, but I just was wondering what situation must have happened. Because obviously it wasn't the oven and the thing that you could easily fix. Like, yeah, what would happen where you would just throw away $2,500 or whatever it was? Did they get like a free place?
Yeah, did somebody try to rent a house for them, maybe? Like,
I don't know.
What if it's like an elderly parent and their kids were like, we'll find a fucking place for you to live here.
Yeah,
that's all I can think of. I got nothing.
I don't know. It's just amazing to me how my experience with renting this place the last 3 years is that there are no good people. Like you don't just get like normal people. There's always a problem. This one tenant said they had one dog and we were like, okay. And then our neighbors were like, yeah, they have like 40 dogs that live there. Jesus. Like this is 100 dogs. It's actually all dogs. There's dogs have their own dog cars.
Yeah.
And before that, we had a family of like three. And we're like, okay. And then our neighbor was like, yeah, there's like 70 people living in there. There's
Jesus.
Like 100 family members that moved in. And and it's in a relatively nice area. You know, it's not like we're trying to be like slumlords or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got this new tenant. And now it's just anytime my wife will be like, okay, here's the tenant. And here's their, and I'm like, oh, they're criminals. Like every person, they're never going to pay the rent. And you just don't know. They have like, everybody has 675 credit score. That's every person.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think like.
It's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible, but it's not good. And I was asking like a friend of mine who has doesn't have a job, like never had a credit card. And I was like, what's your credit score? He's like 700. Yeah. He goes, yeah, because I had like I bought like a CD. Well, I did like the, you know, what you call it?
I actually paid off my Columbia House debt.
Yeah, Columbia House. It's like I did Columbia House and I paid it. And so that's why I have 700. To get six something, you have to not pay something, I think. Like you have to have some credit and be like, nah, I'm not paying that one. And then it goes into collections or whatever. And then you just don't.
Which apparently some people do. I'll never understand it.
Yeah. No, everybody does it. Not some people. Most people do that.
I don't get it.
But anyway, the thing I thought of that was funny is I told the guy, because the lawn, first off, it made me want to bring up a topic, which is lawns are the dumbest fucking thing ever.
I was going to say that. Like, step one, don't have lawns.
Yeah, like, I want to get rid of all lawns.
They're stupid. They make no sense.
I mean, we, you know, you play golf and I like to play golf, which is the worst environmental disaster probably of all.
Yeah, but at least a lot of people can use one lawn. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying get rid of football fields because of grass. It's just not.
Yeah.
Each individual house having a lawn is the dumbest thing ever.
It is. So I was talking to the thing about, can I get some quotes on people just, you know, not other things that aren't a lawn? And then I was thinking, like, I actually, what I should do is fill in the back lawn with just something like glass or like lava. Like, how much would lava cost to have like active lava pits in the backyard with a fence? Like, I don't want anyone to die in there, but something to where it says like, don't go anywhere near this. Like, just stay away from all of this. God, just because they just wreck everything. They don't, nobody rents a house and is like, oh, I'll have some pride of rentership.
So
I guess
weird.
I wouldn't either. But
yeah, I mean, when we, because we rented houses for a little while, and it's like, I was always a little annoyed when Lydia wanted to like make something better or fix something. I was like,
yeah.
Or if you want to like do it, I was like, let's wait till we buy a house and then put in your fucking energy to that. But I also didn't want to mess anything up. Like, we made sure everything was pretty much how we left it.
You'd like mow the lawn, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't think we had a lawn, but yeah, we didn't. Oh. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
Although so. I say that, but like, I mean, I'll be honest, maybe I'm on the other side of this, because in the house we currently have, we just let the backyard turn into a fucking jungle.
I don't
have time. Yeah, that's true. But I also feel like it's one thing to actively ruin something and another to just let nature take its course. So yeah. I do feel like maybe your renters are like, oh, I don't care. I wouldn't have turned off any sprinklers. Honestly, I haven't turned off the drip lines in our house. I don't even know where to do that. Like, they just still go, fortunately. But then I think that's part of the problem, because we've grown a fucking fern gully in the back. I finally, this summer, it was kind of, God, I have no patience for this. It's the weirdest thing. I am just so maxed out that like the slightest things for the house I can't do sometimes.
Oh yeah,
some stuff I do a lot. Like, I do all the fucking the trash, the recycling, because here's what's happened. I used to have a part-time job taking the mail out of my mailbox and throwing it away. Still have that, so I still have that part-time job.
Yeah, that's the best.
My new full-time job, though, like this, I could hire a person and have them do just this, is breaking down boxes.
Oh my God,
it's non-fucking all stop. And all I think every time is, oh, this should really signal to me that I'm too dependent on Amazon and that this is bad and I'm ordering too much shit. And yet it never goes away. I try to order less and it's still every week 7,000 boxes that I have to take apart and put in a fucking thing. And like, it's the worst.
Dude, I figured it out, actually. You're going to love this. Okay. You know, I have my new truck with the camper shell.
Oh, just
so
throw
what
it
I
there.
Do. That's what I do. I have like 2 months worth of just Amazon boxes, freshly meal boxes. And I'm just going to, when I get a new truck in like 10 years, I'm just going to, I'm going to trade it in.
The boat.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's the boat. I'm going to trade it in and just be like, yeah, sorry. Can you throw these things away?
Or be like, hey, is this sweeten the deal at all? You got all these boxes.
Boxes. Some of these are vintage. Yeah.
Yeah. It's as is. I'm going to sell you this truck as is with all the boxes.
Tell me, one other thing on this is that, so the building where my office is has, you know, obviously has dumpsters and stuff. And they put a big sign on there that says like, no ocean dumpage. No ocean dumpage or no home dumping or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Only work. And like, I can't, even though I'm doing... Even though, like, the guy where, you know, my employee's like, just put your shit in there. No one cares, you know? I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't fucking do it. I park my truck right next to the dumpster. I'm like, if there's a parking spot next to the dumpster, I could just reach in my truck and ride over to the dumpster and put the stuff in there. But as the sign says, that I can't do it. And so I can't do it.
You know what I think that is? I think that you and I, I think it's once again comes down to dad or whatever. Like, I think we can't do the thing as much where we just excuse ourselves. Oh, yeah, whatever. If somebody catches doing, who cares? Oh, whatever, it's fine. You know, like,
can't
so,
do it.
Yeah. It's not that I care that much about rules, I think. Like, if it was a rule that I thought was really stupid, I wouldn't give a shit. But like, when it's a rule that's like, okay, it's just kind of, it should apply to everybody equally, and I'm not special, so I'm not going to do this thing.
Yeah,
or something.
That's it. It's that, and like you said, the the risk reward is like, if I'm doing that and the lady comes out and is like, hey, you can't dump your stuff from the house. Then I'm like, why the fuck did I do this? I don't even care. I just did it because it's, I don't like other people probably do it, but
I'll never forget your
story
from 20 fucking years ago about the Oregon football game.
Oh my God.
Or whatever.
The worst. I still
feel
weird about
that. Might have been on the show, right?
Yeah.
I think it was. Yeah.
That was the weirdest thing.
Were you like your friend wanted, like they wanted to like,
I could tell it really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was during college. My friend was going to Oregon and he said, come up for the, you know, I drove up there and we're going to go to the Oregon football game. And he said, you know, we didn't have any money. And he's like, well, he's a student and he has friends who are students. He's like, you could just get an ID from one of my friends and they don't care. They don't check them. And then we get to sit in the student section at the football stadium for free. And I was like, oh man, whatever. I don't know. And then his friend like kind of looked like me. And so, yeah, of course I go into the stadium and they're like, look at the ID. And they're like, they look at it and they look at me and they go, what's your name or whatever? Or where, what's your address? And I just was like, I was like, I don't know. Like, I didn't even try. And then I just ran into this, like, my friend was like, let's just go. And we just walked into the stadium, and they didn't even really chase me. And then I sat in the thing, and that guy lost his ID forever, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They just kept the ID.
They just took it, yeah. I didn't get it back. It was, I hate shit like that. God. Yeah. I mean, at the time, like, I think that's why that, the only reason I did that is because, I think I said this, but I couldn't sit next to my friend. I'd have to buy like some seat somewhere else.
Yeah.
Which I would have paid for. But yeah, I wish I could have been like, hey, I just want to sit with my friend who goes here. I don't go here. Here's some other guy who goes here who kind of looks like me.
Yeah, let's make a deal. Let's work this out.
I'm, you know, he would have come, but I'm coming instead. Yeah. I'll pay whatever.
See, that's one of those ones where I actually would have probably, I remembered that a little differently. Like yeah, that's one of those where it's like, okay, this is fucking stupid. Like, this guy could come, but he's not coming, so I'm going to sit here, so it's fucking fine. Nobody's harmed. But exactly. I agree. But it's the part where you, like, you can't go through the... Oh, shit. Are you still there?
Yeah, here.
Oh, apparently my computer tried to go to sleep. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me make sure I'm still recording.
Well, don't wake it up.
Yeah. Jesus. I didn't know we were that boring. The computer's like, fine, I'm out of here. I guess I hadn't touched anything in a while. But, like, you can't do this part where you try to, like, have your fake identity memorized.
No.
In like a, it's too,
no fucking
too
way I'm doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what the fuck? I have a million things. So, let me talk about my New York trip, which we did the live show and all that. It was fun. First note says, flying is agony, never doing it. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I wish that I was afraid of flying.
Hmm.
Because I feel like, for some reason... Like, you know, our mom or our dad or both of them are like, they'll never fly. I mean, not that our dad would ever go anywhere. But like our mom, but even so, like our mom would, she might want to, you know, once our dad finally dies, she might want to go do some stuff maybe with us. And I don't know how she's going to fly because I think she can't do it. But I'm pretty sure you're kind of scared of flying, right?
You know, it's not really that I'm scared of flying. I don't think I'm going to crash, really.
Yeah, but you have anxiety when you fly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish it was that, because I have no problem with the flying part. It's that it's the most uncomfortable fucking bullshit ever. God.
Yeah.
Every time I do it. So I flew. All right. I'm not going to do my whole flying story. I really am not. but... I'm on a fucking roll. I think I've said this before, but the first two or three flights of my life, or maybe four or five, were perfect. Everything was fine, on schedule. And I literally wondered. I was like, why does everybody complain about this? I don't understand. It always works out fine. We take off. We get land. It's all... It's usually like 5 minutes early. Like, it's fine. And then after that, never again will I ever have an uneventful flight. Every single fucking one is delayed. I've been in a few plane crashes.
Did you get the monkey on the wing thing?
Yeah. Oh, gremlin on the wing. And no one believes me. I try to tell him, like, look at that on the wing. Yeah. It's a delay. This one, so I had to take the fucking red eye. Because
I've never taken the red eye.
Oh, God.
I only hear about it.
It's the
what
worst.
What is that?
It just means you fly overnight. It's just from like, you know, 11. Yeah, it's not red or anything. I don't know why the fuck.
Why is
do
your
that.
Eye red?
Your eye's red because you're up? I don't know. I don't understand.
Okay.
I hate those fucking bullshit names for stuff, too. I don't even know. Dumb. I'm mad that I even said that, but it's
people
like...
People always say it in a cocky way, like, I took the red eye, like it's an accomplishment or something.
Yeah. I think it means you're like a high powered business person because it's the red eye is like, okay, we're all red eye here. Are you red eye person flying? Yeah. The red eye is like, oh, I need to get to the fucking city for time for business hours, put in a hard work week and then fucking fly back or whatever, or something. Yeah. I think that's why it is. Or like celebrities do red eye from like LA to New York to do whatever.
You don't have the time to like hang out in that city for the next night and waste all that business time.
So it's pretty prestigious. I mean, me and Astrid Kutcher and the other, I can't think of another famous person.
Yeah, he's real busy.
Anyway, so the part of it was, do I want to spend, it was a tough calculation. It's like, do I want to buy, well, this is another story, but do I want opening arguments to buy a hotel for me to get in? Because I would have gotten in super late, you know, and I was like, oh, should I do that? Or should I, or the rent I got would get me in at like 6 a.m. And so I was trying to decide, do I buy a hotel for the night before so that I can just, when I get there at 6 a.m., oh, no, I know what it was. This is what it actually was. Every other flight was fucking nonsense. It was either take the red eye, which is a direct, short, like it's the fastest one. Somehow at night, time goes fast, or wind, I don't know. Something's faster. And so, or maybe it's less air traffic, so there's better routes. I don't know what it is, but it only takes like, it's only like 5 hours from here to New York at night. Or I book a more expensive 9-connection, 17-hour flight any other time. That was what it really came down to. And maybe, you know, maybe I waited too long to book or something, but that was the reason I was the red eye. So then I was like, okay, I'm definitely doing the red eye, but I'm going to be fucking dead because I cannot sleep on planes. I can't do it. Yeah. I sometimes go into a purgatory, I think is the word for it. Like something that's not quite sleep, but it's worse than both being awake and sleeping. It's way worse. I'd be better off being awake. But I'm in such mental agony from being tired and uncomfortable that my brain drifts off into hell and I'm kind of asleep, but not enough to where the time goes faster. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I do. And this was peak back hurting. So that it was already another reason why it was the worst. So we do the red eye. I didn't book the day, but I was like, well, if I want to go in and they can't check me in early, I'll just go to like Andrew's room, you know, because he's going to be there night before. I'll just like sleep on his couch or whatever the fuck it would be. And so I go to the thing and my flight gets delayed. My red eye flight that was supposed to take off at 11 at night and get there like, I don't know, whatever, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., something like that. Oh, because the 3 hours. Yeah. So, 7 a.m., something like that. That gets pushed back by like 6 hours. My flight was delayed by 5 or 6 hours. And so I took off, waited on the runway. I think it was delayed by 4 or 5 hours. And then the runway, there was a nothing problem that I had to sit on the runway in the fucking uncomfortable seat for another hour and a half. And so we took off at like 3:30 in the morning. And so I get there. Yeah, they flew warp speed and the flight was actually shorter because once they've inconvenienced everybody, they're like, well, we'll turn on the warp drive and get you there faster. And that was so I get there at like 10 a.m. or something. I don't know. And it was the worst. So anyway, the point is when I so, you know, I have the TSA pre-check. Do you have that?
Yeah. No,
it's really worth it. It ranges from nothing to way worth it, depending on the airport and the time and all that. So I have that. And the first note I had to write this down because it made no fucking sense. I'm walking up. This is Sacramento Airport. This is not New York. This is checking in.
Yeah.
I walk in there and this is the middle of the fucking night, 1 a.m. or whatever, 2 a.m. whenever I, by the time I got there. So there's not very many people there. But I go to the guy and the guy is shouting, these poor people who work at airports. He's saying the same thing to everybody. You know, he has to say, they have like a couple sentences.
Oh, yeah, I know. I always noticed that. Like, how could you just say the same fucking thing over and over again?
And this guy's thing, I've never heard this. This is the first time. I don't know how they get on different pages. Like, does he just decide to do this himself? He says, all right, you are pre-checked. Your bag is not. He's saying that to everybody. You're pre-checked. Your bag, TSA pre. You're pre-checked. Your bag is not. And I'm like, my bag is not pre-checked. What is that? The fuck does that mean? I'm sitting in the line because you're hearing him say, you know, I'm speaking, just a moment. You're hearing him say that from Office Space, whatever. There's something speaking. What is it? Yeah, I can't remember. just a
That's
moment.
That's about right.
Yeah. You're hearing that. You know, your bag is, your pre-check, your bag's not. I'm hearing that. And I cannot figure out what the fuck that means. I'm like, what does this mean that I need to do? I can't do it. Does my bag go in a different line? Do I, well, like, I'm just racking my 2 a.m. tired brain. What is this fucking person trying to tell me? And so when I get up there, I ask him, I'm like, I don't know what that means. I'm just like, dude, I don't, what does that mean? I'm sorry. And he was dumbfounded by the question. Like he actually took a second. He's like, wow, no one's ever talked to me before.
Yeah.
It was like the labyrinth where he's like, oh no, the thing that's like shouting at everybody. And he's like, oh, go, no. What does he say? And don't expect a huge reaction. Oh no, no, of course not. No, but I spoke to him and he
the
was.
The path you up, Joe. Yeah.
Oh, please. It's been so long. Can I do? So good. That's a really good joke, actually.
Yeah, it is really good.
Oh no, no, no! Of course not. It's like the scary thing. That's fun. Anyway. Yeah. He's like, what? I was like, what does that mean? Oh, it just, and it took him a second. Like he didn't know what it meant, or something. And he's like, oh, it just means like you got to be ready to open your bag or something. It was nothing, and the whole point was nothing, I guess. But I was trying to think. What if that were true? What would be the fucking point of a pre-check? Like, I got TSA pre for a reason, but if the loophole is like, well, yeah, sure, you got TSA pre, but your bag, which is the only thing that ever matters in this situation, because that's what everybody has is a fucking bag. This is not a check bag. This is just your carry-on or whatever.
And the hassle is putting that shit through the thing. And
that's
all that.
The whole thing. Like, I mean, sure, there's maybe the body scan versus the fucking metal detector. I don't care. It doesn't matter because I don't hide things in my butthole. So I don't, none of that matters.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No wonder you hate flying.
Yeah.
That's the fun part.
So, like, if that had any meaning, it's, you know, like, it, then my TSA pre makes no sense. Like, either what you're saying is fucking stupid or TSA pre is fucking stupid. And I was genuinely unsure. And then I think I realized that what he was saying was fucking stupid. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
It
made no sense. Must be.
Yes, I know my bag didn't get a certification for pre-check, but the whole thing is you don't have to, like, take your laptop out. You don't have to take your shoes out. There's, like, different things. You don't have to put everything in a separate tray. Well, the rules are all different for every airport, too. Nobody's.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was funny. And then here's the New York, for a couple things. I got to do or see nothing. I was busy the whole time. I was in the midst of the city, you know, so all I saw was a couple whatever surrounding buildings of where I was. I didn't see anything, pretty much. And, geez, I have so many notes on this. Apologies, but it was a good trip. It was interesting. First off, there's always going to be some part of me, I don't know if it's from movies or just the fact that New York City is just the most amazing city, like the biggest city. There's always a part of me that's like, oh, this is where humans is. You know, like this is the center of it. You know, isn't there, it's a part of me that's like, why don't we all live here? Even though it would suck.
Yeah.
Probably. I'm always like, but this is where, like, it's the main thing. So you should either live here or you don't want to be around the main part of humanity or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Weird. I want to, it just feels like, oh, okay. Well, this is all of it. Whatever I was at before was like some smaller thing that's not the real game. This is the actual where the place is.
I feel like that. I've never been to New York. Well, since I was little, but when I go to LA, I always want to go back to LA because it feels like
it's LA.
A thing that's happening. I like it.
Weird.
It just feels like there's different. LA has like the beach areas, and then there's still like the nice areas, and there's the shitty downtown, terrible areas, and like I don't know. It just feels like there's a kind of what you said, where it's like this is where things are happening. Like this is a place that.
Yeah, I know what it is. A part of me feels like when I go to New York or whatever, big city or Chicago's. God, I love Chicago. It's actually really, really great city. It's like better somehow, but also New York. But when I go there, when I go back to here, I'm like, well, this is like Little League or something, you know?
Yeah.
This is like, okay, you could go back and play basketball against fifth graders or something. Even though I'm not doing anything here either. It's a stupid.
Yeah.
100% this is a stupid thought. Like, I admit that fully. I'm not fucking doing any. But my brain goes, well, even if you became mayor or something of Sacramento, it's just a shitty thing compared to this other massive, bigger thing. I think that's just because I have a negative, stupid brain that, like, finds ways to make whatever I'm doing, nothing, you know?
The problem with where I live, I don't know so much where you are, probably where you are a little bit too, but it feels like there's no identity. You know, it's like in LA, it's like if the Dodgers or something, it's like everybody knows about it and is into it, or there's like everything's an LA thing that's happening or whatever. But Sacramento, or like where I live, there's, it doesn't, like, what are we all doing? No one, you know, everyone's doing their own thing. It doesn't
celebrating the 2002 Kings or whenever they were good.
It doesn't feel like it's a one people or something, you know?
Yeah, it's not
like a New York, like, I bet, would feel like that. I'm a New Yorker, you know? We're New Yorkers.
Yeah. I'm walking in. They all say that.
Yeah.
And we don't get to say that.
No.
But anyway, so that was just a weird random thought. And then here's another quick thing. This is something that I saw. You ever have this where you see something and then my brain just went in a whole thing? Just a whole fucking thing. What I saw was, I was walking, I walked to and from like a coffee shop, and I went to the same brunch place, I think, three times because I was so tired that I just asked the hotel, like, what's the best thing for eating things? And they're like, go to this place. And I'm like, okay. So I went there every day. But anyway, on that little couple block walk, I was walking behind some black guys who were smoking a joint. And in my mind, and then all of a sudden I went through all this stuff and I was like, you know what? Up until like yesterday, the fucking state would, the policemen would like arrest you for this.
Yeah.
And they probably still arrest black people for it all the time. But like up until, you know, you say like 10 years ago, they would, these people who are just in, you know, enjoying a smoke of a joint while walking down the street, doing nothing that has any bearing on anybody else, the long arm of the fucking law would be like, oh, no, you don't. No, you don't do that. We're going to put you in the slammer. Like they're your fucking parents or something. I just, my brain just went through a whole thing of like, what the fuck is that? Who, why would we ever want that to be how things work? You know, like our stupid conservative parents are probably like, oh yeah, I should arrest them. Why? This is fucking nothing. We're all a bunch of monkeys. We're all a bunch of apes. And some people like to do a thing that has no bearing on anybody else. Unless, of course, anything can be abused in ways that maybe be harmful. But like, just whatever. They're walking down the street. I can't believe that there used to be a time, and maybe still is in some places, where like the officer has to like, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're your parent. Like, oh no, we can't have you doing that. We're disappointed in you or something. It's fucking weird. I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, I would be in San Francisco in areas where people were totally just smoking joints and no one cared. It was weird, but if they decided to, then they could.
Yeah. It really depended on the place and the time and the, who it was and whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't matter at all. And nothing's changed since that is now fine. It's not like the whole world's gone to shit or anything.
Yeah. Doesn't
I mean, it has, but not because of that. I have to cut the recording short. Apparently I have a child emergent. Well,
oh, seriously?
Not really. Yeah. It's a little, I don't know. I don't want to embarrass my son.
No, that's fine.
He has a wardrobe malfunction sort of situation. I have to run to school and get him some clothes.
All right. Well, we did a half hour. That's good enough. I had some more stuff, but that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, I get it. Your kid has to have clothes. I understand.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you in a couple months, probably.
No. One and a half's pretty good.
We'll try to do it. See you next time.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.